and particularly, of course, the regattas were always big things. When you have the fleet regatta in the Mediterranean, when you have the regatta there in the Gambia, it's the only time in the Navy that they allow gambling. And you were in a tote. You have a tote throughout the fleet. It's usually run on the flagship, and you can bet on the various crews. We'd had some good crews because we'd been together a long time, you know. And I also remember the last one, we had Lord Mountbatten was CNC in the Mediterranean, and the admiral of the cruisers was on the Gambia. He promised us all the winning crews, he promised them a black velvet at the end of the race, a bottle of champagne and Guinness and champagne for the winning crews. And this was the second year, we had the first year of it, so we had some really good crews. He said traditionally the trophies were always awarded on the ship that won the regatta, in other words, the one with the most points. So he invited, the day before the race, he invited Lady Mountbatten to come aboard the Gambia to present the trophies. So Lord Mountbatten said, "You can't do that. That's to be on the ship that wins the regatta." He said, "That's right, the Gambia's got to win the regatta." So I don't know whether they had a private bet on or not in between that. But anyhow, I was the stroke oar of one crew, the PO's crew. I was the stroke oar of the ship's racing whales crew, and I was coxswain of the electrician's crew. I got them very good because you could see me and they would do exactly what I wanted to do. Anyhow, I won all three of these. I don't know how many champagnes. Unfortunately, it was spread over 2 days. And of course, all the lads were putting their money on the tote on us. So, of course, as well as the champagne, there was tots of rum floating everywhere, you know. And anyhow, Lady Mountbatten came aboard the next day to present the trophies. I've got one or two pictures there of her presenting the trophies to us. And of course, the admiral was on us. We had been previously a captain of the Gambia a lot of years before. We were jumping up and down every time we won. I don't know whether he'd had a private bet with Mountbatten, but and the thing was that that evening we were in a place called Argostoli, which is in Greek, Western Greek island. What they used to do when the fleet went for regatta, you moved in and they took a big landing craft and you made your own canteen ashore, put marquees up and all the beer and everything else in there, you see. And I always remember this night, all those POs went ashore, and because they rolled me up, I'd been rolling and that all sort of thoughts and rum, so they put me down the tent. And then I had a system in the POs, and I said to the president of the mess, said something, everybody had to obey what he said. This was a rule he got when they were drinking, you know, the side, typical Saturn. He said, "Right, all of you, fall in outside, 3D. And there was a ramp down into the sea. And he got them all up, all just in their shorts and everything else, you know, to the top of the year. And he said, "Right, left your quick mast." And he masked them in until they were up to here, a half a foot, and then about turned and masked them back, you know. But he said, "That's all right, you're all right. You know, I was excused, I think, because I couldn't swim." But these were some of the activities. But those regattas were great things. It was just after that we came back from the med to home. And, of course, traditionally, the ship that won the regatta was called the Cock of the Fleet. So a group of our people made this cock about 6 or 8 foot high, stuffed it a great big thing, and added on the etoff. We went back into Malta before we came home. We had this cock up there and the bands were playing. Of course, we came in as the Cock of the Fleet and won the regatta. And we did the same thing when we came into Plymouth with all our trophies and the cock. We were the Cock of the Fleet. We'd beaten them all. But this was another highlight of our days, you know.